It's another Sunday morning here on Long Island. You are plugged into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. My name is Ted Linder, and this morning we're joined by Melissa Negrin-Wiener. She's a partner at Genzer, Dubow, Genzer & Kona, the elder law and estate planning in Melville. And this morning we're going to be talking about elder care conversations and speaking with compassion. Melissa, I know it's early. Thanks for coming in early on this Sunday morning to talk about a very serious issue that all of us will face at some point in our lives.
Thank you for having me here.
And why don't we start with a basic overview? Elder care, what do you guys do over there in the law firm? What do you specialize in? I know I said that it's elder care, but tell people, for someone who may not know listening this morning, what you guys are all about.
The firm really handles every sort of elder law and estate planning matter. So we will handle anything from estate planning to Medicaid planning, Medicaid applications, guardianships. We deal with people who have disabilities, estate administration, estate litigation. So we really, it runs the gamut.
And so basically it's, you know, you have parents, you know, they have some money, they have some assets, and they're getting older. What are they going to do when they're no longer here, basically?
Right. That's going to fall into your estate planning or Medicaid planning.
Right. And it's, as we've seen in some, I guess, high profile cases, not just with elder care, but also with, I mean, the one that always comes to my mind is Terry Schiavo. I remember that case. Yes. About 10 years ago now. Terry Schiavo was a woman who was on a feeding tube, and then she didn't have a will drawn up, I believe. She didn't have anything drawn up, and then she was in the hospital. Her family wanted to keep her alive. Her husband said that she wanted to be off the machines, and it was a whole big mess, and then Congress got involved, and it turned into a political football. But I don't want to go too far off, but I always think of Terry Schiavo and that case and how important it is for everybody to have stuff drawn up before they're no longer here.
That's absolutely true. That case really did set the tone for a lot of the things that we do for all of our clients, not just aging parents, but even younger adults who need to have a power of attorney, a healthcare proxy, a living will. That's really what the Terry Schiavo case was about.
Right.
And you don't have to be an elderly person to need those documents. You need
right.
to have somebody in place to make healthcare decisions for you. If you can't make your own, you need to have directives to
right.
tell those people what you want so that it doesn't turn into that type of mess.
Right. And have you ever seen the movie The Descendants with George Clooney? You never saw that movie?
I never
right.
saw
that
movie.
It's the opposite. And again, not to go too far off the rails here, but in The Descendants, his wife is in a bad boating accident. She has a will, and they're going to take her off the respirator. And then the story gets another twist because then he finds out that she's been having an affair behind his back. But... he's the one responsible for taking her off, but she did have a will drawn up as opposed to Terry Schiavo, who didn't. Now, let's get back to the talking about elder care and your law firm. We're talking with Melissa Negrin-Wiener, a partner at Genzer, Dubow, Genzer & Kona, and Elder Law and Estate Planning in Melville. The talk, you have here in your notes the talk, and what is that talk you recommend having with your aging parents?
The talk is really a conversation that people need to have with their aging parents in regards to healthcare information, financial issues, and it's a difficult conversation because it's somewhat of a role reversal. Coming on too strong can cause your parents to shut down completely.
Right. They don't want to talk about it maybe because it's just an uncomfortable situation. Or nobody, I guess nobody really wants to talk about when they're going to die. Right?
Correct.
You know, so.
And we hear all sorts of different anecdotes from the children. You know, my parents... they don't want to talk about it because if they talk about it, it means they're going to die. You know, it's
right. Right.
If they don't want to tell me what their assets are, you know, we hear all sorts of different stories from the children about
right.
why their parents don't want to have right. a conversation.
Maybe they don't want to leave their children any money or anything.
Perhaps.
Right. That's another.
Sure.
When should you have this talk? When do you guys recommend?
You know, I was thinking about this question, when you should have the talk. And really, the answer is, if you're thinking about this while you're listening to the show right now, now is when you should have the talk.
Okay.
There really is no black and white answer. I mean, it should be before retirement or any major health issue occurs, but none of us have a crystal ball. None of us know when that's going to be.
Right.
So the important thing is to just start thinking about it now. That will allow your parents to make decisions while they're still able to. It allows for their complete involvement because they still have capacity. Waiting and putting it off is only going to decrease their options and possibly increase the cost of the planning.
Right. Okay. And the types of issues that you should be discussing when you sit down with your parents.
We already mentioned one. Absolutely. The advance directives, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will.
Right.
Imperative to have those documents in place. In addition, you should know medical history. You should know their important contacts, who's their lawyer, who's their accountant, finances, how is their money held, where is it held, what banks is it held in. Private security and access codes. That's a huge thing today. So many people do banking online.
Right.
And the children or the loved ones, whoever it is, they have no way of accessing the information
because they don't know
where the passwords are.
It's incredible. It's so complicated. Even for myself with Verizon, with the cell phone, if I don't even remember when I try to make a billing change on me and my wife's account, I can't remember, you know, they gave us a username and a password. I can't even remember my own. And right. I tell them, I say, I have my social security number here. We need your password. And then you have to call and reset the whole thing. It's a real pain in the butt. Even for me, trying to get my own account. So I can imagine that if you don't have these usernames and passwords for somebody else, there's so many security hurdles that you have to go through just to get all this stuff untangled.
It can really be a mess. And also, you want to talk about funeral arrangements. There are ways to pre-plan funeral arrangements. You really want to know what it is your parents want to do. Perhaps they want to prepay for it so
right.
that expense is not there for the child. You want to know about their income, their location of important documents. There's really a lot of important details that you need to know.
Let's talk a little bit about the advance directives and why they're so important, and also some guidelines when it comes to choosing a power of attorney and a healthcare proxy.
Power of attorney is a document where you name someone to make financial decisions for you if you can no longer handle your finances. So this person could be handling real estate matters. They could be handling financial matters, making asset transfers, possibly applying for government benefits. So you really want to think about if you have a number of children or family members that you trust, who's going to be the best person to make those decisions?
Right.
Perhaps you have a child who's a financial planner or an accountant. Maybe they're the best person to kind of deal with the financial aspect of things.
Right.
I have so many times sat down with parents who are so concerned about leaving somebody out. They want to include all their children. They don't
Right.
want to make anybody feel bad. But this is not the place to do that because you want to make sure you're choosing the right person. You don't want to choose somebody who has, you know, terrible habits when it comes to finances
right, right.
or doesn't understand finances. You can also name two powers of attorney. So you can have, if you have, you know, five children, you can have two of them acting separately.
Okay.
They
and they're
divide and conquer.
Like 50-50 then? I mean, if, you know, it's...
Well, they can divide and conquer. They
okay.
can actually act completely separately from each other. You can also require that they act together, but that can be kind of
messy.
Tedious.
Okay.
Yeah. But people should take a look at their powers of attorney. If they have one that they signed a long time ago, if it's a one-pager, it may need to be updated. The laws have changed drastically. They're very, the banks are make it very difficult for a power of attorney to make transfers, pull out money, move things around, which sometimes they have to do for estate and Medicaid planning purposes.
Right.
So they should have the best document possible.
Okay, great. And then you were going to talk about the living will or?
Yeah, well, the healthcare proxy and will work together. The healthcare proxy is naming someone to make healthcare decisions for you if you can no longer make your own. As long as an individual still has capacity and they can communicate their healthcare wishes, the doctor is still going to listen to them. But in a case where perhaps somebody suffers a stroke or some sort of accident where they can no longer communicate their wishes,
right.
this is going to be the person who's going to tell the doctors what to do. And that person could be making end-of-life decisions. So again, you want to choose somebody who you feel can do that.
Right.
I'm one of five, and I tell my parents... I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, no.
So
tough decisions, yeah.
Yeah, they're hard decisions, and you need to be comfortable that that person is going to do what you want and need them to do.
Plugged into Long Island this morning with Melissa Negrin-Wiener, a partner at Genzer Dubow, Genzer & Kona, Elder Law and Estate Planning in Melville, talking all about elder care conversations, drawing up all of the documents and the power of attorney, the living will, everything that you need to get in line and discussing it and how to go about getting this taken care of. Everybody listening this morning, this should be a top priority, correct? Especially with the way you say the laws have changed over the last few years. Everybody should be, even if they have something drawn up, revisiting and looking at their documents carefully, right?
Absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, the longer you delay, the more expensive this can become. If somebody does find themselves in a situation where they are incapacitated, they can't deal with their banking, they can't make their own healthcare decisions, and they don't have these documents in place, the family is going to have no other choice but to petition the court for legal guardianship.
Right.
And even in the simplest legal guardianship case where everybody's on the same page, all the children are on board, whatever the case may be, it is a time-consuming process. It's lengthy. It can get very expensive. Having these documents in place can completely avoid it.
Right. You want to talk a little more about the living will? Or do you want to move on here? How do you make it easier for your parents to have the discussion so they don't feel like they're losing control or, you know, giving up their privacy?
I think the most important thing is to stress that planning now actually gives them more control, because you can ask them what their goals are. You can ask them what they want to do. If they wait and they're no longer able to make the decisions on their own, you're going to be making them for them and you're going to have no direction.
Right.
Privacy is a big issue. I find when I sit down with families, they don't want to tell their children what they have. They don't feel comfortable. And it varies from family to family. But what you really need to point out to your parent and make them understand is that if they're going to be putting you in charge, whether it's with a power of attorney or as an executor after they pass, if they're entrusting you with the job of handling their financial affairs, you need to know what they have. You need to know what they want to do. If you sense discomfort in their response, and that could be their body language, mm-hmm. their facial expressions, I mean, you know your parents better than anybody, right? Move on from the topic. Move on to a different topic. You can always come back later. You can always revisit whatever piece of this topic you're discussing at that
point.
Right,
so you're going through the rundown here. It's like a quiz show, and then you get to that point. Pass.
Exactly. Because you could stall the entire conversation by harping on one subject that
you're really uncomfortable with. Right, and then the whole thing can break down. Yeah. It's interesting here. You guys lay out a bunch of tips in a way that spells out the word compassion, C-O-M-P-A-S-S-I-O-N. And you have a bunch of tips based on each letter in the word compassion. Why don't you explain that for people listening this morning? And they're all tips that you recommend that the adult child should follow when having the talk. So why don't we go through these one by one, starting with C?
Sure. Control is C. And that's to make sure that your parents understand that you're not taking away any of their control. Even by naming someone a power of attorney doesn't mean that you no longer can handle your own finances. It means that if something happens and you can't, you have protection in place. So you want to remind them you're not taking away control.
Okay.
Then you want to observe. You want to observe their body language and pay attention to their reactions. Don't do all of the talking. If they're leaning back, if they have their head down, if they look shocked or wide-eyed, they may not be ready to have this discussion, or at least that part of the discussion.
Right.
You're going to want to mediate. Act as a mediator and not a lecturer. This comes into play a lot with families, when there's big families and lots of children and in-laws and everybody's involved. And, you know, they all come and sit around the table. Whoever's initiating this, whichever child is initiating, or if it's more than one, you want to mediate between the family members. Find a common ground. You don't want to lecture to people because it's just going to turn into a mess.
Right.
The P is for peers. You want to tell your parents what their peers are doing. For example, the Smiths down the street, they set up a trust. Or my friend's parents did X, Y, and Z. Let them know that there are, you know, everybody's dealing with this. Everybody's facing the same sort of situation. You also want to arm yourself with good information so you can present options clearly. You don't just want to walk into the situation and say, Mom, we really need to go see an attorney. Well, we really need to deal with your finances. Show me your banking. You don't want to approach it that way. You want to arm yourself with information. Speak with professionals beforehand. You can talk to an elder law attorney like myself. A geriatric care manager is a great resource. Financial advisor. You want concrete solutions to present to your parent. Suggest. You want to suggest a plan of action. But don't make demands. You need to do this. You need to do that.
Right.
Soft. Suggest. And be supportive. You want to be supportive of your parents' ideas and their wishes. Put yourself in their shoes before you speak. Initiate. Initiate the conversation when your parents might be most receptive. This is a big one. You want to be a good listener and you want to be patient with your parents, which is difficult for some of us. You want to do it when maybe your small children aren't around.
Right.
Not while Mom is cooking dinner, before you're about to run out the house to go to a show or something. You want to do it when you have the complete attention.
A lot of
attention.
Time, you sit down and really take it seriously and hash it all out.
Exactly. And options. You want to outline their options. What are their legal options? What are healthcare options? Living arrangements. Is assisted living something that might be in their future? Is their house too big for them? You want to offer practical information and resources. And then the N in compassion is to never forget that you are still the child and you will always be the child.
Right.
So you need to remember that when you're approaching this.
Good tips. And it all spells out the word compassion there, C-O-M-P-A-S-S-I-O-N. You're plugged into Long Island this morning. It's Sunday morning, and we're talking all about elder care here on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. Melissa Negrin-Wiener is with us. She's a partner at Genzer Dubow, Genzer & Kona, Elder Law and Estate Planning in Melville. And Melissa, for people that may be just tuning in, you want to just give out a website where people can get more information on what we're talking about this morning, and also maybe some contact information where they can get in direct contact with you?
Absolutely. People can request these compassion tips or get any information on our website at genserlaw.com, G-E-N-S-E-R-L-A-W.com, or they can call our office at 631-390-5000.
Excellent. I want to talk a little bit more about a situation if there's more than one sibling in the elder planning. Let's talk a little bit more about how you go about handling it. Let's say you have a few brothers or sisters, or you know, it's just maybe you and your brother or you and your sister. Let's talk a little bit more about how you go about handling a situation like that with your parents.
Sure. I mean, in my experience, it's always been best to have everyone involved. But it can be difficult. Sometimes the parents are more comfortable speaking about financial situations and healthcare situations with one child in particular. May have to do with how close they are with that particular child or what that child does for a living. If this talk is not going to involve all of the children, it's very important to take good notes. Having okay. notes later on will really help that child be able to show the other family members what you talked about, what mom and dad want, what the discussion was.
Right.
One of the most difficult things is if the parents are not going to be treating the children equally. And there are many different situations where this arises. Maybe they feel that one child is very well off, they have a great job, they're doing terrific, mm-hmm. and they don't need the assets, perhaps the other one does. I feel it's important to communicate that type of thing, whether it's right at that moment or if it's in a letter later on, to try to allow the children to not have a problem after the parents are gone.
Right.
Again, these are just suggestions. Some people, they say, I'm not going to be here, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
But that's just some suggestion about what to do if there's more than one child and they're not being perhaps treated equally.
When you sit down in this group with your other siblings and the parents, is it a good idea to have an attorney present at that meeting?
It's certainly not a bad idea. I think it's important for the children to perhaps suggest a meeting with the attorney. What you don't want to do is just make the appointment and go pick up mom and say, we're going to go see an attorney today, because you don't want to blindside them. You want it to be their idea. You want them to be part of this plan,
right.
part of the decision to go ahead and do this.
Is there like a line in the sand? This is probably already know the answer to this, but how can you tell whether or not your parents are capable of making financial and healthcare decisions? Like, where do you get to that point? Or does it vary from case to case?
It definitely varies. There's no black and white answer. There's no rule. What I found from my experience in dealing with the adult children is that they start to see when their parents are declining. I mean, you know your parents well.
Right.
Something like a parent who has always known exactly what their assets are. You know, sometimes that's the parent is the butt of the family joke, right?
Right.
Dad knows exactly what he has.
Yeah.
Or his perfect check register balances every time. And all of a sudden you're seeing some sloppiness, maybe a check bounce, not really sure exactly where this went or that went.
Right.
Perhaps they start repeating the same stories over and over again, which... My mother's listening to this. She's going to kill me, but that doesn't always mean that there's a problem.
Right.
But, you know, it can definitely spark in the adult child. Maybe something is not right here, or something is happening. Children will sometimes see this in their parents before even the spouse sees it, you know, in their husband or wife, and they realize that something is going on. And that's, again, why it's a good reason not to wait for this decline, but to try to have this talk now.
Right. Now, what do you do if you're in a situation, maybe somebody listening to this program right now this morning, plugged into Long Island, talking about elder law, estate planning, elder care with Melissa Negrin-Wiener. She's a partner at Genzer Dubow, Genzer & Kona, elder law and estate planning in Melville. What do you do if your parents just refuse to sit down, refuse to discuss this at all, don't want any part of it, don't want to have any type of conversation? How do you handle that?
It's important not to put pressure on your parents. If you try to force them to talk about it and they're not ready, they may never feel comfortable bringing it up with you. So it's important to try to have the talk and let them know the door is open when they're ready to talk and that you're ready to listen anytime. Gentle reminders every now and then are okay, too. You don't want to just forget about it and let it go forever.
Right.
But again, you don't want to be too forceful because you don't want to shut that door and, you know, it's never going to be open again.
Right. I see that you guys also offer some other services here for adult caregivers. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. In early June, we're going to be hosting a caregiver conference. People can check our website, genzerlaw.com, and watch for the date and more information. But basically, it's going to be a conference where we offer information about mediation, caregiver, taking care of the caregiver, and things like that. And also, we have the Susan C. Snow Resource Center. We are the only elder law firm, the only law firm on Long Island that houses a resource center for individuals. So it's open 5 days a week to the public. People can come in and look around. We have information regarding financial advisors, insurance, nursing homes, home care agencies, assisted livings, banking, anything and everything you could possibly need to look at for if you're dealing with an aging loved one. Excuse me.
Sorry, do you need any water or anything?
I'm okay.
All right.
We can also set up an appointment every Tuesday between 3 and 5. There's an attorney there. So free of charge, an attorney can sit down with you for a few minutes, answer any questions, deal with any concerns.
Excellent. Sounds good. Once again, give out your contact information for people maybe just tuning in here this morning, talking all about elder care with Melissa Negrin-Wiener. She's a partner at Genzer Dubow, Genzer & Cohen, Elder Law and Estate Planning in Melville. The website for people where they can get all this great information and also maybe get in contact with you if you can give out an email address or a phone number.
Sure. The website is genzerlaw.com, GENSERLAW.com. Our telephone number is 631-390-5000. And if anyone wanted to email me personally, my email address is melissa@genzerlaw.com.
Excellent. All right, final minute here. We're just wrapping up. A lot of good information this morning. What are just your final thoughts, final words of advice that you can just give for people listening this morning, stressing how important taking care of this is?
My suggestion is that people need to really start thinking about having this conversation. They need to present it to their parents in a delicate manner. They know their parents the best, so they are going to know the best way to present this. But to be delicate about it, to inform them, give them good information about what they need to do, when they need to do it, and the benefits of really doing it now.
Excellent. Lots of good information this morning, and hopefully everybody listening will take care of this. And even if they have stuff drawn up already, that they'll go back and review their own paperwork and make sure that everything is in line, because you never know. Anything could happen at any given time, and it's always good to be prepared.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in this morning. A lot of good information, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. That is Melissa Negrin-Wiener from Genzer Dubow, Genzer & Cohen, Elder Law and Estate Planning in Melville. She's a partner there, talking all about elder care this morning, and lots of good information. If you want more information, you can contact them at 390-5000. That's 631-390-5000, or on the web at www.genzerlaw.com. That's GENSERLAW.com. My name is Ted Linder. You've been plugged into Long Island. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I knew I was stuck at this kid's house for the night. I decided to just go to sleep and get the night over with. But those guys came into the bedroom and got into a massive pillow fight. Let me tell you, it's not easy falling asleep when a sweaty little kid falls on you every 5 seconds. Even after the lights went out, Raleigh and his friends stayed up. A bunch of them snuck up on me to try and pull the hand in a bowl of warm water trick. Well, that was enough for me. I went downstairs to sleep in the basement, even though it was pitch black. I left my sleeping bag upstairs, and that was a mistake, because it was freezing. I think it was probably the longest night of my life. When the sun came up this morning, I found out the reason it was so cold. I was sleeping right by the sliding glass door, and some fool had gone and left it open overnight. That really stunk, because if I knew there was a way to escape last night, I definitely would have taken it. To read more about the sleepover, check out Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Last Straw by Jeff Kinney. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library. And visit read.gov, brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
This has been another edition of Plugged Into Long Island, a service of Cox Media Group Long Island. If you're a community leader or not-for-profit organization and would like to be on our show, please call 631-587-1023.